Watkins Wright Hairdressing and Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
There is no denying that December is the party season. Glittering frocks, glasses of bubbly, and the decision between tasteful twinkling fairy lights or jazzy tacky tinsel that just makes you feel good inside. I'm not going to say the C word, because yes, it's true, it is only October. But if you've already got dates in your diary, people to see and events to get to, as we see in the end of 2016, then it's fairly likely the hairdresser does too. So whatever the occasion, if you fancy getting your hair done, you do need to get booked in. Watkins Wright Hair and Beauty can help you with loads of different ways to get you looking tip-top. Nails, eyelashes, even waxing. But today, we're talking hair. There are five salons to choose from: Boroughbridge, Knaresborough, Thirsk, Great Ayton and Kirby Moorside. But I took a trip to Thirsk to meet Jake, one of the stylists there, and ask him a very important question. What's in style at the moment when it comes to big, hair for parties?
Big, massive hair.
Big volume.
Really big, voluminous hair. Really out there.
So for maximum volume, yes, it's true, you could just get booked in to Watkins Wright. But if you're giving it a go at home, what advice does Jake have for maximum volume?
Got to have it freshly washed, because that makes it too soft to put up.
That would often go against what you imagine, wouldn't it? Because you think, oh, I'll take 2 hours to get ready and wash your hair, but that's not the case.
But no, keep it a little bit dirty. I know it sounds minging, but the more it's got grit to it when it's been left a day or two. Plenty of back combing, plenty of product, plenty of hairspray. You can get volume dust. That's quite nice to use. Yeah, it's like a magic dust.
Is it a bit like dry shampoo?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, but it goes on like a powder and it really sets the hair. So that's really good if you're back combing, and it's good to get a good base there.
Can I ask about back combing? So I know that it's the thing to do for volume, but I generally only back comb when it's like Halloween time and you end up with huge, big, frizzy, knotty. How do you make that look neat rather than just big?
What I do is I back comb where I want my volume and then roll it down into little rolls and then smooth it over with quite a soft brush. Obviously, if you're going for the Halloween look, then just back comb the hell out of it.
Just go wild.
Yeah, just go wild with it. But you can, it's good to get a good base and then cover it with more smoother hair so you get a more smooth finish look.
So we're hiding where we've back combed.
Yeah, you hide where you back comb to get a smoother look.
And if we're going for the neat updo, I've seen a lot of people have sort of wedding hair where it's all beautiful and all tousled down. Have you got any advice for if someone's putting it up and having it all neat?
If you're going to have it all neat, and then the trick is to smooth over it. Use oils on your hands as well. You don't want anything too sticky. So just use a little bit of like argan oil or something like that on your hand before you start playing with your hair and trying to put it into different shapes and positions. It just helps to smooth it down if you've got a little bit of grey hair on your hand, if you're going for a sleeker look.
Now, the sleeker look is particularly hard at this time of year because it's often drizzly as well, isn't it? How do you fight the frizz, Jake?
Fight the frizz with a good anti-frizz shampoo, good drying products, a good blow dry. Don't just blast it off. Make sure you're aiming your nozzle and smoothing the hair down in the cuticle. Use straighteners if you need to.
Okay, so we're raising the bar with maximum volume. We're looking sleek, or we're fighting frizz in our bedrooms at home. But for that extra special occasion, you could, of course, get booked in.
If you're coming in for your party too, you can come in and have a coffee and just relax and just let us do the magic.
How do you decide what's going to suit which people?
I always ask them what they're wearing first, whether it's on the shoulder or off the shoulder. If it's got a theme, say if it's got like, it might have a 50s theme, or it just could be just casual. I'm quite good with ideas, so things do come into your head. Or if they bring pictures in and stuff, pictures can really help.
Do people ever bring a picture in and you think, that looks great, but that's really not going to suit you?
Yeah, you just have to be a little bit more gentle, how you say it.
Yeah.
You can do it, but you can put your own tweak on it.
Now, step aside, ladies. What about the blokes? What's in for the gents among us right now?
For men, at the minute, again, it's quite an undone look, I think. Just, like, ruffled, wavy, curly sort of hair. So then again, for men, I use like a nice wax, plenty of hairspray. If you're going out, just make sure it's set and it doesn't move.
If you're fancying some party hair at one of the Watkins Wright hair and beauty salons, Jake's advice is don't hang about.
If you already know your party date, don't just leave it to the day and think, oh, I'll ring up, because you might not get in. Pre-book, then you're guaranteed your place and you're guaranteed your amazing hair.
So get booked in with Jake or any of the other stylists at Watkins Wright by going online to watkins-wright.co.uk.
Watkins Wright Hairdressing and Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.